Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, October 15th, 2021. Top stories for today. One Malaysia Development Berhad 1MDB today obtained permission from the High Court to serve its writ of summons against 6 parties, including 2 overseas banking firms. Judicial Commissioner Kee Chew Soon allowed the 1MDB's application for leave to serve the writ out of jurisdiction against them. The 6 parties are banking companies Coutts & Co Limited and JP Morgan Switzerland Limited, 2 companies incorporated in Saudi Arabia, namely Petro Saudi International Limited and Petro Saudi Holdings Limited, as well as 2 individuals, namely Tariq Issam Ahmed Obaid of Saudi Arabia and British citizen Patrick Andrew Mark Mahoney. Its minister, Kari Jamaluddin, through a tweet on his official Twitter site, hoped that follow-up action, including investigation and prosecution, could be expedited. The Health Ministry today reported another 7,420 new COVID-19 cases in the last 24 hours. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah said in a tweet that the new cases brings the total number of cases in Malaysia to 2,377,033. The head lawyer representing Myanmar's ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi today said authorities in the military-ruled country had imposed a gag order on him because they said his communications could cause instability. Myanmar's state media has not reported developments in Suu Kyi's multiple legal cases filed after she was ousted in a February coup, and her lawyer, Kin Maung Zaw, has been the only source of public information on her trial and her well-being. He said in a Facebook post that he had been barred from speaking to media, diplomats, international organizations and foreign governments, and later posted details of the order. A Norwegian court will decide today how long a man suspected of killing 5 people with a bow and arrow and other weapons can initially be held in detention. Espen Andersen Brathen, a 37-year-old Danish citizen who has lived for most of his life in Norway's Kongsberg municipality, where the attacks took place on Wednesday, has acknowledged the killing, the victims' investigators have said. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.